Easy English Lesson 64. The Arts.
В этом номере мы будем говорить о искусстве. Ты познакомишься с новыми словами и выражениями. В разделе English Spoken Here ты прочитаешь текст о Уимблдоне, месте, которое знаменито теннисными турнирами.
New language. The arts. Types of art. Architecture. Ceramics. Painting. Sculpture. Statue. Tapestry.
Types of pictures. Collage. Drawing. Landscape. Mosaic, oil painting, painting, portrait, still life, watercolor.
Verbs connected with the arts. Draw, paint, photograph, portray, sculpt, sketch, photograph, take photos, pictures.
Art movements, abstract, classical, cubism, impressionist, modern, pop art, romantic.
Art professions. Architectural designer. Artist. Musician. Painter. Photographer. Sculptor.
Places where art is shown. Art gallery. Castle. Exhibition. Museum. Private collection.
Elements of a picture. Background. Color. Foreground. Form. Perspective. Art collectors. Works of art. Originals. Reproductions. Let's talk. Listen to the dialogue. In the museum. Good morning. One ticket for the modern art exhibition, please. Thank you. Oh, hello, Kate. How are you? What are you doing here?
The same thing as you. I'm going to see this art exhibition. I've heard it's very interesting.
Let's go there together then. I'm glad I've met you. I don't like visiting such places alone.
Nor do I, Peter.
Which art movements do you like?
I love impressionistic paintings and realistic, classical art as well. And you?
I'm interested in abstract art, like, for example, Pablo Picasso's Cubist paintings or the abstract work of Joan Miró. Who is your favourite painter?
I think Van Gogh, or maybe Gauguin. But I also admire Rembrandt. I couldn't say who I like most.
That's true. It's very difficult to classify them if each of them was a genius. Oh, look, there's my favourite Picasso painting.
Which one?
The one on the left.
I see. What's the title?
A Child with a Dove. Look at the colours and form. It comes from the so-called Blue Period, during which Picasso used varying shades of blue and green.
Oh, I love it. Though it seems perspectiveless. In fact, it is full of emotion. I wonder who this painting belongs to.
It probably comes from a private collection. These days, most famous pictures are in the hands of private collectors, and museums can only rent them from time to time.
Well, I love this exhibition. There are plenty of modern artworks, impressionistic and abstract painting. You can find something for yourself, and I can admire styles of art that I like. Let's go to the next room.
Useful expressions. I wonder who this painting belongs to.
I'm interested in abstract art.
One ticket for the modern art exhibition, please. What's the title?
Which art movements do you like? Who is your favourite painter?
Word list. Abstract. Art movements. Belong. Classical. Classify. Collection. Collector. Cubist. Dove. Emotions. Exhibition. Form. Genius. Impressionistic. Modern art. Painting. Period. Perspectiveless. Realistic. Rules of English. Prepositions at the end of the clauses.
Be afraid of somebody, something.
Look at somebody, something. Difficulty with something. Who are you afraid of? It's history that I have difficulty with. She likes being looked at.
What are you looking for? Who are you going out with? What are you angry about?
That's what I've been looking for. What a nice house you live in. His name, that's what I'm not sure of. What a lot of trouble I'm in.
This is the house I told you about. It is a village I used to live in. That was a girl I was going out with.
It's a nice place to live in. He needed something to write with. I have many problems to cope with. This is the thing I'm angry about.
For whom did he bring that present? On which train is the captain travelling? For whom did you bring these flowers?
What is he like? Who is it for? What is this book about?
Agree to something. Agree with somebody. Arrive at, in. Ask for something. Believe in something. Depend on somebody, something. Different from somebody, something. Good at something. Bad at something. Take care of somebody, something.
Pronunciation. 1. Listen to the following words and pay attention to two different sounds, s and z. Repeat every word. Seal. Zeal. Sing. Zinc. Sip. Zip. Soon. Zoom. Soul. Zone.
2. Circle the word you hear. 1. Soul. 2. Zip. 3. Zinc. 4. Soon.
5. Zeal.
3. Mark the stress in the following words. Then listen to the recording and check your answers. Repeat every word.
Tournament. Lawn. Prehistoric. Rifle. Speculation. Humour. Narrated. Production.
4. Listen to the dialogue and say if these statements are true or false. Correct the false sentences. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Helen. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Listen, I'm calling to tell you that I have 2 tickets for this exhibition everybody is talking about. You know, the one presenting the works of the greatest artists of the 20th century. Picasso, Dali, Miro.
Oh, that's great. I mean, I don't really like Picasso and Miro, but Dali is my favourite.
So, when can we go?
Tomorrow.
Okay, that would be great. Let's meet in front of the gallery.
Okay, see you.
And how did you like it, Helen?
Oh, it was very interesting. I didn't know that apart from the paintings, there would also be so many sculptures and drawings.
Are you calling Miro's work sculptures? For me, they're only a strange form of provoking, nothing else.
And what about Dali?
As always, I loved his works. Even his simplest painting has a certain depth. For me, all his works are masterpieces. He's the greatest painter of all.
Yes, I agree with you. Oh, it was a great exhibition. I think I would like to go there again, after some time, just to look at some of the paintings again.
It's a very good idea. We can go there together if you want.
Okay.
5. Listen and fill in the gaps. I love going to art galleries. Whenever I go abroad, I make a list of places I want to see. I like walking amongst great paintings, sculptures, drawings and sketchings. I must say I do not have a favourite period of art history. I like both the classical and modern works. The same refers to the kind of paintings. I like portraits as well as landscapes. The only thing that I do not particularly like is still life. What else? Apart from visiting art galleries and museums, I also have some paintings at home. Well, of course, they're not originals, only reproductions, but I guess not the worst ones. Someday, when I'm rich, I will buy an original painting of a very famous painter. I'm dreaming of Van Gogh's work, although I know I would need lots of money to buy one. Still, I hope I will be able to do this one day. English spoken here. Wimbledon. Wimbledon is tennis. Every year since 1877, the place has been closely connected with tennis tournaments, which are unofficially regarded as the World Championships. Every tennis player simply dreams of playing at Wimbledon, not to mention winning there. The Wimbledon Championship is one of the sport's 4 Grand Slam events.
A part of London. Wimbledon is not far from central London, only a 40-minute drive from the West End. The district of Wimbledon is actually worth visiting, and not only because of the tennis tournament. Wimbledon began growing during the 16th century, but archaeological research shows that people had already been living there in prehistoric times. The man responsible for popularizing Wimbledon was Thomas Cecil, Earl of Exeter, who, among other things, improved the road to London. Gradually, people built houses there and opened shops, and this is how Wimbledon became an integral part of London. Wimbledon has always been a sports centre. In the 19th century, it was the meeting place of the National Rifle Association and the scene of many duels. Then it also became the home of the All England Croquet Club, which later changed into the
All England Croquet and Lawn Tennis Club, whose tournaments gradually became the most important sports event in the world.
Word list. Association.
Ассоциация, общество.
Closely.
Близко, тесно.
Club.
Клуб.
Croquet.
Крокет.
Earl.
Граф.
Improve.
Улучшить.
Lawn.
Газон.
Not to mention.
Не говоря уже о.
Prehistoric.
Доисторический.
Research.
Исследование, изучение.
Responsible.
Ответственный.
Rifle.
Винтовка.
Tennis player.
Теннисист.
Tournament.
Турнир.
Unofficially.
Неофициально.
Fun pages. Callista Flockhart. Callista is a Greek name, which means the most beautiful. And just as the name suggests, Callista Flockhart is very beautiful. In 1998, she was one of People magazine's 50 most beautiful people. And what's more, she is very famous. The TV series Ally McBeal, where she plays the main role, is a hit, not only in the USA, but also in Europe. Almost from the beginning, Callista Flockhart became a star, and her life became the focus of press interest. Her thinness caused a lot of speculations. There are rumors that she's anorexic, which she strongly denies.
Her life. Callista Flockhart was born on 11th November 1964 in Freeport, Illinois. She graduated from Rutgers University, New Jersey, and started working in Broadway productions. In 1995, she won the Theatre World and Clarence Darwin Award for her first role in The Glass Menagerie at the Roundabout Theatre. She also played in Chekhov's The Three Sisters in Chicago, which was when she heard about the pilot for a new TV series called Ally McBeal. She decided to go to Los Angeles for the audition and got the role. Word list. Anorexic.
Страдающий отсутствием аппетита, анорексией.
Audition.
Прослушивание, проба.
Deny.
Отрицать.
Pilot.
Пробная серия многосерийного телефильма.
Production.
Постановка.
Rumors.
Слухи.
Speculation.
Домысел, предположение.
Thin.
Худой.